The town of Crossett gave you a Barry Switzer Appreciation Day, and it was at that day you said publicly that you would like to go into coaching.
Yes, I probably did, and I can't remember the exact quote. They gave me an appreciation day, and it was in 1960. Frank Broyles came. He spoke at the banquet. I remember they held it at the Rose Inn Hotel in the banquet room. I spoke and thanked them, told them that I would like to go into coaching. I was actually thinking about, as I got out of the service, I was going to go to law school. And at that time, all it took was 90 hours in business school to be able to get in law school. I already had a business degree. I graduated with a business degree. I was thinking about entering law school, and Frank had asked me to join his staff and live in the dormitory. I was single. I was paid, I think, $400 a month. I got to live free. I had a room and board, and I got to eat in the chow hall and live in the athletic dormitory. I had a brand new car that I just gotten out of the service, bought a new Chevrolet. So I thought it was a good life. I'd been there for 5 years as an athlete, and so I thought I'd go back as a coach. So that's what I did.
Yes, that was really the thing that set you on your career path when you became the assistant for the Razorbacks.
I became an assistant coach, and Frank told me, he says, well, if you don't like coaching, you can always go back to law school next year. And as young as I was, I realized that I would be given that opportunity. But what happened is at Arkansas, it was so good. Frank, I remember we in 1959, my senior year, we had won the Southwest Conference Championship. Well, now Frank had recruited well enough and was a good enough coach and had a good enough staff built around him that they were very competitive and they were going to contend for the championship every year. So in 1960, again, they won the Southwest Conference Championship. And in 61, 62, we were playing in the Sugar Bowl and we were playing in the Cotton Bowl. We were a national contender. So I got swept up in coaching. And the success that we enjoyed, but all schools never thought again. I was enjoying coaching. I was under the mentorship of Jim McKenzie and the outstanding staff that Frank had at that time. Doug Dickey, who went on to Tennessee and offered me a job to go to Tennessee with him. Johnny Majors joined our staff. Wilson Matthews, Bill Pace was on our staff, who later was the head coach at Vanderbilt. We had an outstanding staff, and every coach that I've ever been around has given me something, and I've learned so much from all of them. But Jim was the guy that really kind of took me under his wing, and I became really close to him, not only on the field but off the field in social settings. He and his wife, and Merv Johnson was also on the staff. Merv, who is now here at Oklahoma for over 50 years, came with Frank. That's when I met Merv for the first time. I guess he's been here longer than anybody now. I met him first in 1958 when Frank came from Missouri. Frank brought him as a young assistant coach, and Frank gave me that opportunity a few years later. So Merv and I had identical careers starting out under Frank. But Jim McKenzie was my mentor, and as I said early on, when he was given the opportunity to go somewhere as a head coach, I knew that I would be going with him, and that's what happened.
Back in Arkansas, you won 22 games in a row, two Southwest Conference championships.
In 1964 and 65, we won 22 in a row. We won undefeated in 64. We won undefeated in 65 till we lost to LSU in the Cotton Bowl. That was the last game Jim and I coached at Arkansas. Was January the 1st, 1966, when we played LSU. Jim left for Norman, Oklahoma the next day, and I came January the 3rd, 1966, to Norman, Oklahoma for the first time. The town was 30,000 people. The town had one hotel downtown and had the Holiday Inn out on I-35.
Some famous names that were on that Arkansas team, 64, 65, in there, playing for you as an assistant coach.
Well, we had some great players. I think that early on, Wayne Harris was one of the greatest linebackers to play at Arkansas. Then we had Lance Allworth, who was 20 years ahead of his time. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame today. He is one of the great receivers in professional football. Lance was from Brookhaven, Mississippi, and was one of the outstanding high school recruits that Frank recruited at that time. Lance had a great career in professional football. Jim Moody was an All-American, first All-American running back for Jim McKenzie in 1959. Then Jim recruited a lot of great players in 64. Lloyd Phillips won the Outland Award. He was from Longview, Texas. We had Billy Moore, an All-American quarterback. Jerry Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys today, was an offensive guard. Jimmy Johnson, who coached the Cowboys, was a defensive nose guard. We had many good players, but it was Frank's coaching and his staff. We probably out-coached a lot of people that were more talented than us because of the way we played and the effort was given.